Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Are you celebrate Jesus with an hand clap? Glory to God. Lent is a Sunday of mercy. The best gift God can give is channeled through mercy. Many of you are ready for God this morning. You know, God kept telling me as I was driving, He said, I will wipe somebody's tears. He kept saying it like He means it. He said, I will wipe that person's tears. He said, I will wipe the tears. It's like I was not hearing any other thing. He just kept saying, I wipe that tear. Amen. He said, you will not cry again. He said, sorrow will flee. Amen. He said, sorrow will flee. Amen. He said, I will wipe that tears. Amen. So that thing that causes pain will be taken away. I say, it shall be taken away. The Lord says, it shall be taken away. If you believe it, say, it is taken away already. Lift your voice and bless the Lord. Just bless Him. Kabarosidi aya. Marakosila bahatina hosita baha. Rekisita kanamosh. Lekasikata barotisa. Rekisakata kata. Mashatata barakasuta, retikesukapakata, belesiande bekesukata, herekesto prekesukata, heteketek, brakashata, berosekitaba, retesto kaparia, lebesenda barofasataka, retesto farabelikastata, jatakata satata, lebarashatata, Rekasata kata, shata, rekasata, mahasata, reteste kepa, ayab rekestadiha, deliha sotapa, shata, prediso kapane, eriso kataliaka, bresotrapa, jekata shata, prekestadiha, bresotrafa kata, ashata, rekesata, atakapa shata, elekese kata kata kata. Open your mouth and release your sound, don't be quiet. Mera shata. Berosekete pekasateri, opa shatakata, elapa shata, brekasa, etakata, nemosutra, frekasata, ashata, anakasatapa, ngelaboshata, erekasa, erakadasha, halabaha, seketropakashakata. Jesus' mighty name we pray. You're my joy, you're my hope. I will never be ashamed.
I'm devoted to your praise
and
forever to your
name. Say you're my joy,
you're my joy,
you're my hope,
you're my hope.
I will never be ashamed. Again. You're my joy.
You're my
hope. I will never be ashamed. I like
like you to sound that. Sound it out, sound it out, sound it out. And forever. Now, you are my joy. You're my hope. I will never be ashamed. I need you to declare it. I need you to declare it this morning. And forever. Sound it like you know it. You are my joy. You are my hope. I will never be ashamed. Oh, I'm devoted to your grace. And forever. Two more times. Say, you are my joy. You are my hope. I will never be ashamed. Yeah, forever. One more time. You're my joy. You're my hope. I will never be empty for time. Yeah, forever. Say you're my king. You're my Lord. You're the mighty man of war.
Forever.
am devoted to your
way and forever to your name.
I am a Rosaka.
Of the Lord forever I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever I will sing of the mercies of the Lord.
With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness, thy faithfulness. With my mouth will I make thy faithfulness to all generations. I will sing all the mercies of the Lord forever. I am the Bakosa Labana. To him will I make known
thy faithfulness
with my mouth
will I make known
thy faithfulness with my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness. Oh, thy faithfulness. With my mouth will I make known. Ayadabakosa dabahali adabata. Irakosa katakata labayadaba. Irabashata labadabalakadaba. Say, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. I will see.
Lord, we come to you via the message seat. We come to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy. That we may find grace for the time of need. Lord, we ask this morning that your mercy will be profoundly available. We ask, oh God, through your mercy, you will admit us into the fullness of your plan for our life. We ask, oh God, that through your mercy, you will lavish upon us your grace for this time of need. Blessed be your name forever. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please take your seat comfortably. I know you're fasting, but I want you to trust on the energy that the Spirit supplies today. Because on the note of mercy, the best of the gifts of God will locate you. The book of Luke chapter number 1, a scripture I love so much. Luke chapter number 1 and verse 78 makes us see that mercy provided for the best gift ever. Luke chapter number 1, verse number 78. Luke chapter number 1 and verse 78. Amen. So I'm going to read from verse 78. Through the tender mercies of our God. Through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high has visited us. And you know who the day spring from on high is? Is who? Christ Jesus. Yeshua HaMashiach is the day spring from on high. The best of all of the gifts of God is the gift of incarnation. That God became man. And it was the provision of God's mercy. The best of God locates man on the ground of mercy. Man is actually created, intentionally created, with a sense of inadequacy before God. You know, people feel mercy became applicable because man fell. No. No. Mercy is the basis of interface between an infinite God and a finite man. The basis of interface. Between the unlimited creator and the limited creation, mercy is the basis of interface. You know, when we're talking about mercy, people think it is a product that enhances relationship between a sinful man and a holy God. It's more than that. Mercy is the place, is the basis of interface between a super perfect God and an inadequate man. Man is actually designed by creation to be limited. And he has limitations. From before he fell, he had always had limitations. He was created and put into a mortal position. That means he will be limited by several means. He will be limited in knowledge. He will be limited in time, because he was subjected to time. He is a limited man. The man that God created even before he fell was composed out of the dust of the earth. The word Adama, the dust of the ground. So his makeup was to be a lesser creation to God, even though he carries the image of God in the spirit. But he was designed. He was well intended that he was formed from the dust of the earth, so that he will live a life that is dependent on his creator. Are you with me, people of God? Man was actually designed to be finite, to be limited. To be limited in his, in the administration of knowledge. He will be so limited that when he feels he knows nothing. You know, sometimes when we boost our confidence and we move, God tries to bring us to a place where we'll be circumvented and we will know that we're actually limited. You know, recently I went to where I grew up. And when we were driving, I just told the guy driving us, I said, I take it off from here. I was raised there. I know the nitty-gritty. But somehow, structural development has taken place. So it got to a point I was not talking again. I told them, you don't need to take off the navigating system. I was born here. But when we got to a point, they said, Pastor, please, left or right? I said, wait a little. Because the more we move, the more my knowledge diminishes. One of the limitations of man is knowledge. You even marry a man you have married for 20 years, and suddenly you discover you don't know him enough. Man, let me tell your neighbor, man is so limited. So limited. And God, this limitation is well intended. Why? So that it can be dependent. Because if you have the wherewithal, you won't seek God. So David came back in Psalm 119. He said, for I am a stranger in the earth, he confessed. Open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. He said, it is only when my eyes is open that I can function adequately. How does a man who has very big eyeballs say, ask God to open his eyes? It's because your two eyeballs are too small for sight. Oh, come on, people don't understand what I'm saying. In the discussion of sight, God will help you to understand that your eyeballs are just for many activities. When real business of sight comes, your eyes is limited. Do you agree with me? So man will have to probe further and develop technology to enhance sight. He will have to develop equipment to do x-ray, to look at things beyond the surface. Are you with me, people of God? You are so beautifully, wonderfully made, but you have to allow it to sink, that the best of your composition is still limited. And life is not just to be lived on the surface. Help me tap your neighbor to let him know. If you think your eyes is very bright and you don't wear glasses, it's not enough for living. Oh, come on, are you with me? You say, hey, I don't read with glasses. I have a very sharp eyes. I pick it from the far angle. But hear me. Hear me. Those disclosures that you get with your brilliant mind and eyes are not enough. Life is deeper, deeper to live, to be lived. To live life to the fullness, you have to see deeper with your than your eyes. Are you with me?
Yes,
so you have to connect to deeper sides. I'm just saying this for you to know how limited we are. Even if you say, I have PhD and NND and BAD, men of low degree. What did David say? He said, men of low degree are vanity. Men of high degree, they are vanity. He said, all of them put together, they are less than vanity. I'm just establishing the fact that man is so limited. Man is has an inherent dimension of inadequacy. It's not just about the fall of man. It's about the composition of that being that is called man. It can't function except it interfaces God. That's how God designed it. It cannot function. In fact, what led to the sin of man, you know what led to the sin of man is man trying to feel, with all this thing I have, I can live on my own. So if I can eat of this fruit, I will have the way we die to know good from evil. God is saying, you on your own does not even know what is good or what is evil. Are you listening to me? Man has to be taught to know. So man wants to know good and evil at the same time. So the dimension, can I teach you this morning, people of God? I will teach you a few minutes. We pray together because some things are coming from heaven for you. I'm hearing the word consolidation. I'm trying to interpret it, but I'm hearing it in my spirit. So mercy is that place of interface between man and God. It's the most profound place in God. Can I describe this further, people of God? I just read the scripture to you that the biggest event that happened in the earth was powered by mercy. And so through that prophet, it's a prophecy. Through that prophetic word in Luke chapter number 1 verse 78, it said, through the tender mercies of our God, whereby the day star from on high has visited us. May that mercy orchestrate visitations again. Oh, some people miss a place to say amen. I say, may that mercy orchestrate visitations again. Man is limited. Limited to the extent that he has to be visited to be helped. Oh my God. God help me preach. You know, somebody said, why do you like preaching visitation? Somebody challenged me, said, it's not theologically right. God does not visit us. He lives in us. I said, you don't know Bible. You only know theology. You just know to talk doctrine. There are things superior to things you think you have on your head. He said, he lives in us. Can you say, visit us? There are dimensions of operations of God on man. Yes. The one who lives in you visits you. Are you with me? The fact that he said he lives in you, does it mean he has all of himself domicile in you? The fact that he lives in you is called integration. He integrates you into himself and he's still on the throne. And his throne is still in your heart at the same time. Who do you think God is? He said he can't be living in you and visiting you. Who told you those doctrines of a layman? The basis of visitation is that there are times that God overrides events of your life and become profoundly visible in your affairs. And that doesn't happen every day. There are times that God comes to you that even the God in you will become more real. Oh, Madasora Bekalia. That the things you do every day will now be interpreted in God in a different manner. That is what we call visitation. It does not negate the fact that God is everywhere.
You say, how can you be preaching visitation? I don't like you to preach visitation. Get out of my sight. Is it not the same God that the Bible recorded? He had a man to be chased out of his presence.
In Genesis chapter number 4. And the Bible said, Cain left the presence of God and dwelt in the land of Nod. Does it mean there is a place in this earth where God is not? Are you with me? He left the presence of God and dwelt in the land of Nod. Does it mean that space where Cain went to is outside the radar? God does not cover that place called Nod. Is that what God is saying? He's saying that in practical sense, there is a disconnection with Cain and the ambience that we call God's presence. And it can happen to a man. You can be coming to church and you have been disconnected from that ambience that's called the presence of God. And this time around, the Bible said he went to a land that is called Nod. Nod means wandering. Wandering. Instead of him to become a sign and a wonder, he became a wanderer. And those who are wanderers are those, whatever I find to do, I just do. Life does not really have meaning. They may eat jackpot. It doesn't mean they have a secured life. So also, mercy can orchestrate visitation. Are we together this morning? And I contemplate in my spirit that mercy will orchestrate visitation for somebody. And when visitation comes, we wonder. Are you with me? You wonder how you deserve it. You wonder how you attract it. It is an act of mercy. You can prepare yourself to activate such level of mercy. When visitation comes, you hear words like the words of the psalmist. What is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visited him? Thou crowned him with, because when there is a visitation, there is a crowning. You know what a crowning is? A crowning is an adornment that singles you out of many people. If anybody wears a crown among us now, do you know how distinct the person will be? The person will become noticeable. Are you with me? By the visitation of the Most High, there is a crowning. Thou hast crowned him with glory and with honor. When visitation comes, honor and glory becomes visible. That's what God is saying. When a man is crowned with glory, you will see the glory of God in practical terms. You will see honor. And sometimes the honor will not be looking like deserving. How many of you are ready for honor? Real seasons of honor by the visitation of the Most High. And do you know, people can desire such mercy. Some of you will be looking at me, oh, what a nice message. And somebody else will be hungry for mercy. As I'm preaching now, some people are like, oh, where is he going? I think I understand, because he's a good preacher. He's just following my lines. I say, I know where he will arrive. Oh, I know the next scripture he will now use. He will now crown it up. What a nice message. That's what you get. But as I'm preaching, somebody is seeing a ray of light that is coming from heaven and is provoking a quest, a deep hunger and desire for the mercy of God.
And that person can stand out in the midst of multitude. Just like that blind man in Matthew chapter number 10 called Bartimaeus. Let me tell you, most often when people get divine visitation, it's because they just chose to be different. They just went business. Zacchaeus ran ahead of the crowd. He didn't even know what was going to happen. He wasn't planning for what happened. But he just knew that he wanted to get a glimpse of Jesus. The Bible said he ran ahead because the crowd was much. And again, because he was short, the Bible said he climbed up that he might see Jesus. Not that Jesus might see him. He didn't even consider the possibility of Jesus seeing him. The crowd is too much. Shame in the Jesus who I will be. Anything Lord get here. Oh, yeah, be get me oh shari. Be out here, me. They just chose to be different. When every other person is carried along in the usual. In fact, some people enter the same vehicle with Jesus to that place. In fact, some people had very nice handshake with Jesus. But Matthew ran. Zacchaeus ran ahead. There are some of you sitting down here, but you are running ahead. There is an hunger. Now, there is a place in the spirit where men are never denied. It's a place of unsurrendered, unfiltered hunger. Are you with me? He ran ahead, climbed the tree, and got a right position that may get a right, nice view. Little did he know that there is no activity around Jesus that Jesus does not notice. Yeah. Through the tender mercies of our God, I wish the day star from on high has visited us. I mean, if you are ready for visitation this morning, there is a connection between man and God that makes great possibilities happen. And that which powered it, that powers it, is called the tender mercies of our God. Lift your hand and say, Lord, have mercy on me. Say it again, Lord, have mercy. Say, look on me with mercy this morning. And I know there is visitation for somebody. Visitation, the implication of that visitation in Luke chapter number 1, verse 79. Give me verse 79 quickly. Give me verse 79 quickly. Verse 78 said, through the tender mercies of our God. That said, the implication, the consequence is to give light to them that sit in darkness. And in the shadow of death, to give light. Light will come for people today. I said, light will come for people today. Instructions will come. You will know what to do. I say 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 you will know what to do. I see some of you through the tender mercies of our God that mercy will provide you accurate information to navigate from here. One of our friends was telling me when he got married. Oh my. When they got married, because of a lot of contradiction against that marriage, the father-in-law said, you can't marry my girl. You at least, I've said anyone that will marry my girl should at least have a PhD. I spent a lot of money training this girl. And they begged and begged, and the man reluctantly allowed them to marry. When they marry, my friend could not sleep with the wife. That's not a prayer point you discuss with anybody. If you marry a wife that you cannot sleep with, the marriage is a time bomb. He married a loyal wife, and the wife said, there's nothing God cannot do. You know what it means for you to take your wife to honeymoon? And what you are doing is worship and prayers. Alakom prasia katelia ayadagadagadagada. Hey.
Hey, while I did this word, there is nothing that humiliates a man like that. Who do you want to call? You want to call your friends and say, how do you say it? He said, he started crying. God, show me mercy. The wife will come and say, will you want us to do a medical check? Say, hey, yes, I'm not objecting to medical check. But I know myself before I got to this marriage. Hear me. Great doors. I'm seeing great doors of possibilities open. Then he resolves to cry to God. Then one day, a brilliant light entered the room. And the angel of the Lord told him, said, this is an attack. It's not on you, it's on your wife. And the antidote is cotton wool. Then the light left. When the wife came, the wife happens to be a nurse. And came and said, see what revelation I just had. Have you ever been to a revelation that you came out of it and your heart started panting and you were breathing faster than before? And the wife said, I don't get cotton wool. He said, okay, I will use cotton wool. Or how? He said, just use it all over your body. Then the woman said, I carry cotton wool in my bag every day. A pack. I'm a nurse. He said, I will not hesitate to carry my cotton wool. Then the woman went inside. I used the cotton wool as when she finished, said, I've used it. The husband was shaking. He said, let me come and see. That was the day. From that evening till morning, they didn't finish the job. They now have 4 sons. Solid sons joining them in the ministry. I'm saying to somebody here, darkness is terminated by mercy. The Lord says to tell you, you will know what to do. I say, you will know what to do. So that those who sit in darkness, a great light shines. Can you speak in the Holy Ghost for 1 minute? Kaborasate. I release you into a season of profound revelations. Light. In Jesus' name we pray. To you is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom. You will no longer sit in darkness. I say you will not 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 sit in darkness. We release angels of recovery to your dream, to your dream, to your dreams, your night seasons. Angels of recovery. 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 Oh my. Oh my. Marusake Bahate. One of my sons called me someday, all the way from Canada. Had a deadline. Must get a job. I don't know how to replace all those things. If you don't get the job, your chances of staying is slim. Then you have a deadline And you have to do everything to get a job. You get what I'm saying? And the thing was not forthcoming. And it was looking like, hey man, you have to come back. And he has a qualification. And has done certification. And he started praying. I said, sir, have I applied? The ones that answer me are not the kind of jobs that can even make me get what it takes to stay behind. And I said, let's pray. And the Lord said, send the angels of recovery to his dream. The angels that told Cornelius what to do. So we prayed. I said, I'm praying with you every night before you sleep for 3 days. I prayed the first day. I said, come back. I prayed the second day. I used to do all of that. I said, the third day, I won't pray with you again. Then give me a feedback in 5 days. And then on the fourth day, he called me. He said, sir, I now had a dream. He said, in that dream, it was a Nigerian scenario. And I saw this malam that used to come and pack dustbin. And they were in front of our house. And they got the dust, the baggage that they were going to carry. As they were going to turn it to push it away, somebody tapped me and said, run quickly and pick your treasure from that thing before they cut it away. He said, I jumped up from where I was. I ran quickly. I said, stop there. What are you doing with our rubbish? And the guy said, they paid me to take it away for you guys. He said, no, you can't take it away. And the guy said, but of what use is the dog? He says, there, you can't take it away. Then he went there, pulled it open, and pulled out his two certificates. And the guy that was coming to pull the thing away became so disappointed, left his truck, left the baggage, and started going away angrily. And he recovered it. And I said unto him, now the things they have taken away from you is found. Go and express life differently. In 2 days, he secured what he has been looking for in almost a year. In 2 days. Are you with me, people of God? As from this hour, whatever is eating in your life, covered in darkness and preventing you from advancing your cause, put your hand on your head. I command a recovery now. Let light shine from heaven now. In the name of Jesus. So you wonder why they send me dollars now. You wonder. You wonder. You wonder. Are you wondering? Are you wondering? Are you wondering? Hear me, child of God. Manipulations around your destiny that are covered in darkness. In the name of Jesus, we uncover and recover. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and say, every manipulation that I've had my journey, I command darkness be gone. Darkness be gone. I receive a visitation of light in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Madoba Shata Kabolaha Elabosanda La Koperuka Salia Agashata Kopaha Ebaro Bekasika Bakuta Baha Aido Shadika Manokuta. Every prolonged activities of darkness manipulating destinies, right now in the name of Jesus, I break the power in the name of Jesus. Let light shine in darkness. 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 Let light shine. Let light shine. Let light shine. Let your eyes open. Let the angels of the Lord, let them come and let your eyes open. Take your seat for a while. This morning is for serious supernatural manifestations. See, I don't preach what I've not experienced. I have witnessed turnaround seasons in my life. Turn around. Turn around. A few years ago, the Lord told me to embark on a fast. Like I'm embarking on a fast. And the Lord said to me, don't be shocked when I begin to unravel. When I was ending the fast on the seventh day, I called a mentor. I said, please, can you pray with me? Because in 7 days I've been fasting. And he asked me a question, are you ready for the things to unravel? I said, I'm ready. I didn't know I wasn't really ready. He said, all I want to pray for you is grace. Because there's a season of uncovering of the works of darkness. And I said, I received the grace. He said, but after this, you are stepping into a new place. But if that turnaround had not, if that time and season had not determined, probably I won't be alive again today. Because the way it was going so fast that the enemy would have hit a point where they would have just said, well, he did well and he did ministry. Meanwhile, there is so much to cover that I have not touched. You will not end abruptly. Yeah. These people don't want to say amen. Yeah. I say you will not end abruptly. Yeah. I say you will not end abruptly. I say you will not end abruptly. I say you will not end abruptly. The enemy will not shortchange your destiny. The enemy will not shortchange your destiny. Open your mouth and pray in the Holy Ghost. Maro shata pokalia, rekasika potafana, elabo shade manokosi alabatania, ayaketo sakata bakot, ademono shika laboravekasi. In Jesus' name we pray. When we come to the throne of grace, the real God encounter is called mercy. That was what the writer of Hebrew was trying to describe in Hebrews chapter number 4 verse 16 when he said, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy. The mercy consciousness in the holiest of holies is the God consciousness. In your Exodus chapter number 25, where God tried to describe the things in his presence, in his throne room, with physical representations and images. God asked them to design furnitures that would describe what exists in the heavens. Are you with me? And they actually had different furnitures. One of the most profound was the Ark of the Covenant that went with them, which was the symbol of the presence of God that went with them when they were in the wilderness. So when they got to the place where God wanted to build the tabernacle, where he would meet with them, he separated a compartment of the tabernacle that he called the Holies of Holies. And the Holies of Holies is what is actually designed as where God is in that compartment. Alright? And where God is, the furnitures that actually gave them the images that they carry in their mind for them to know God is there. Furnitures were majorly the Ark of the Covenant. These are the furnitures they made. The Ark of the Covenant. Then, don't forget, read it at home for want of time. I may not want to read Exodus 25 now. But if you read at home, the Bible said they made the Ark of Covenant, put it down, and upon it, he asked that they should hammer out two images that will represent what? The cherubs facing one another. If you remember, in Isaiah chapter number 6, the interpretation of what Isaiah saw in the heavens. Those cherubs were facing one another. So they made images of the angels and the cherub. Maybe I should quickly, let's read this portion. Exodus chapter number 25, quickly. Exodus 25, verse 18. And thou shalt make two cherubims of gold, of beaten works shalt thou make them, in the two end of the mercy seat. All right? And make one cherub on one end, the other on the other end, even of the mercy seat shall ye make the cherubims on the two ends thereof. And the cherubim shall stretch forth their wings on high, covering the mercy seat with their wings, and their faces shall look one to another towards the mercy seat, shall the faces of the cherubims be. And thou shalt put the mercy seat upon the ark, and in the ark thou shalt put the testimony that I shall give thee. Now listen to this. In all of the readings that we have done, what is the constant? What is the thing you keep seeing being repeated? Huh? Now, because no mortal eyes have ever seen God, they use imagery to make the representations of angels, the cherubims, the highest order of angels, were made with images. But the only way they can depict that God is there is through one single furniture. And it is called what? The mercy seat. So, the only image that accurately describes that God is there is what? What does the cherubims cover? That means that is where God is. The only image that shows that God is there is the mercy seat. The only consciousness a high priest carries when he's entering the holies of holies, where he's going straight, is not to the cherubs, nor the Ark of the Covenant. When the high priest is going inside, he's going straight to where? To mercy seat. And when he gets to the mercy seat, what shall he do? He will carry the blood of the sacrifice that he has offered on the altar, that has been acceptable. He will go straight and sprinkle it 7 times on the mercy seat. What do you think he's doing? He's activating the mercy seat by the blood. He carries it and sprinkles it 7 times eastward. Oh, it's not time to teach. I would have allowed you to understand that the east is actually talking about the rising of the sun, which is the day star in the Greek. The day star from on high is called the Entoli, which is called the east. It's the east. So when you see the high priest come inside the holies of holies and takes the blood and sprinkle on the mercy seat, is making contact with God. Where you make contact with God is with mercy. Oh, are you with me, people of God? Are you with me, people of God? That's why David understood this. When God made covenant with David, the ramification of it is called the mercies. The covenant of David with God is called the mercies of David. What you own from God is his mercies. What binds you to him is his mercies. That's why the covenant God made with David was called the sure mercies of David. Where are your own mercies? The things you own with God is your mercies. Oh, come on. So when he sprinkled the mercy seat is activated. Atonement is done. Man is made acceptable. And that was exactly what our high priest Yeshua HaMashiach did by his own blood. He sprinkled the mercy seat so that supplies can be made available to the people of God. So that the heat can be provoked. So that light can, you know, one of the first expression of the day star from on high is to give light to them that sit in darkness. And what else? To guide our feet in the way of peace. May your feet not be stalked. I say, may your feet not be stalked. I say, may your feet not be stalked. In this day of mercy, may God help you to locate him accurately. You now understand that when Bartimaeus was crying in that story in chapter number 10 of Matthew, it was not because of his very loud voice that Jesus stopped. It was the content of his voice. First, he mentioned David. He knew that Jesus was the fulfillment of the mercies of David. So he said, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus was going. People tried to shut this man and ask him to maintain decorum. And as if Jesus did not hear, the guy kept crying. There is an extent to which you will cry mercy that God will know that you know the meaning. And he kept crying. At some point, Jesus stood still. What Jesus heard was description of templates of things in the spirit that the man was downloading. It was not just a very high sounding voice. It was the content. May the Lord help you today, not just to vocalize mercy, but to be able to connect your soul to that place where the best of God flows from. I said, may he help you to connect to that place where the best of God flows from. If the only thing that represented God most accurately in that tabernacle was the mercy seat, then it is the consciousness God wants us to carry. Psalm chapter number 147 verse 11. He delights not in the strength of an horse, neither does he delight in the leg of a man. His delight is in them that fear him and hope in his mercy. Lift your hands and say, I hope in your mercy. Say it again, I hope in your mercy. Say it again, I hope in your mercy. I'm releasing you into a week of great transformation. Because through the tender mercies of our God, through the tender mercies of our God, you are being released to a week of great transformation. I say you are being released into a week of great transformation. There are people here that God will single out to describe his mercy. So that what you have with him will be called your sure mercies. When God said to David, you will not lack a man to sit on your throne, it became the sure mercies of David. Are you still with me, people of God? The Lord says to tell you, some of you, the things you will have with God will be described as sure mercies. I say it will be described as sure mercies. It will be described as sure mercies. Will you want to rise on your feet this morning and say, Father, I connect to the mercy seat. By the finished sacrifice of the blood of the Lamb, I come to you. We activate the mercy seat. Lift your voice and talk to him. Lift your voice and talk to him. I come to you via that connection, via that place where the best of God flows from. Just play strings. Aboshata. Just take a light chord and play your strings. Karasudabahale. Blessed Kamanosi. Bredo Shatale Mose. Rekasika Pato Sadamanase. Ah Shatako Selekania. Kaborase de Kinamos. Lera Shatako Porofisika di Mose. La de Masando Berokesili Hata Namose Katadia. The steadfast Lord of the Lord never see. His mercy is never come to an end. Day and new, every morning, always
new, every morning.
So
Hey! Ah!
It's a new day. 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 I declare restoration with compensation. Let the hand of God be upon you. Let the hand of God be upon you. Restoration. 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 With compensation. Oh, I see a few people here. The hand of God upon you is to bring back what you lost.
in bringing back what you lost. Let that hand be strong upon you. Strong upon you. Strong upon you. You are not just getting it back. You are getting it back with compensation. With compensation. With compensation. With compensation. Ah! Ah! Oh. Ayabakose kadamanahai. Lift your voice and speak. Lift your voice and speak in new tongues. Rushata kopale. Elia kosando balahatela. Ayiko pashata daka. Ayayaya kanapus. Aya. Ayayaya kataka chaka. Berosata balamos. Mayera Sunda Bokana. Help me with that lady. That lady with wine muffler, can you come? Oh, I see the Lord is doing a new thing. Bigger than what you asked for. Bigger than what you asked for. I single you out of the crowd because you are a sign of His mercy. You are a sign of His mercy today. You are a sign of His mercy today. Ah, Shatama. I declare new season. I declare new season over you. Waiting is over. Ah, Shatama. Rosaki Balo Manasia. Reka Shata Kata. Raka Abuyamara praying the Holy Ghost. Erisuka Paya Borabania. Elika Sotapana. Elabashata. There's a lady. You've been bitter with your dad. You have been bitter with your dad. And the Lord says, I want to release you into a new season. The bitterness was a flush out. You have been bitter with your father, your biological father. And the Lord said, let the bitterness be gone because it's a new day upon you. Let the hand of God be upon you wherever you are. Ayabarosekabia. Oh, yes, you have been bitter with your father. But your heavenly father says, I'm giving you attention. I'm breathing on you afresh. I'm breathing on you afresh. I'm breathing that you are fresh. I hear the Lord say concerning that lady, He said, the past is gone. He said, I brought the new. It's a new day upon you. It's a new day upon you. It's a new day upon you. Oh, yeah. I see the angels of the Lord bringing you understanding, bringing you disclosures, bringing you information. I see angels going on your behalf. Going on your behalf. Going on your behalf. I see a door open to you on Wednesday. I hear a sakata. A fruitful door. 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 Ah, shata. Eva Rosalia Kona. Eva Kasale Kada. Fruitful door. Fruitful door open to you. In the name of the Lord. Ayadoba Shadelia Kanamu. Resa Katapade Kaniatosa. Rashata Katane Kadia. If you could Tasuna Baha. Ayademi and Dosaluka Batada. Don't keep quiet. Release your sound. This visitation. This visitation. This visitation. This visitation, this visitation, it's come for you. It's come for you. It's come for you. It's come for you. Aya dosale baroka. The door of furtherance of your destiny is open. It's open. It's open. It's open. It's open. In the name of Jesus. Aya baroseki labaha. Oh! Shut up, Okanamosi. Can you make my commitment again? I said.
You are good. You are kind. I have never seen you. I'm devoted
to your praise.
You know, God is telling me it's an act of mercy. Some testimonies are ripe already. You know, God is putting a joy in your heart. Listen to this one. It will take another 5 hours to know why you are laughing. You don't know yet. But something has been concluded. It's not just decided, it's concluded. It's done. Some of you, you discover on your way home. Some of you, before you rest for another 3 hours, you will see what the Lord has done. Some of you, you are entering your office and you are saying, wow. But the Lord says something is ripe already. The Lord says something is done already. You will shake your body, you are healed. You will shake your body, you are healed. The Lord says to tell you, you are going to give pastor a feedback in less than 24 hours. In less than 24 hours. In less than 24 hours. Would you want to celebrate Jesus? Would you want to celebrate Jesus? Hallelujah.
I'm devoted to your praise and forever to your name.
You are good.
You are good. You are ever in your mind.
I'm devoted. And
forever to your name.
I'm devoted
to your praise.
And forever
to your name.
Say you are my joy.
You're my hope.
I will never be ashamed.
Forever.
Somebody give the Lord a shout. Come on.